You're listening to TASH Amplified, a podcast that seeks to transform research and experience concerning inclusion and equity for people with disabilities into solutions people can use in their everyday lives. Today's episode is the first in a three-part preview of TASH's upcoming conference, Faith and Flourishing, Embracing Inclusion for People with Disabilities, Their Families, and Congregations, to be held on April 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. We're talking with Reverend Peter McKechnie, the director of the Knoxville, Tennessee office of Johnny and Friends. He'll tell us about his workshop, Start with Hello, Introducing Your Church to Special Needs Ministry. Peter McKechnie, please introduce yourself for our listeners.
Donald, thanks for having me. I'm a second-generation ordained pastor. By vocation, I've spent 15 years serving the local church all throughout the South. And I've come on board here at Giant Friends in Knoxville as the area director, serving this ministry for 2 years now. My introduction to disability ministry actually came in high school when I volunteered at an incredible residential and vocational site 30 minutes outside of Houston called Brookwood. So I've always had disability ministry in my heart. I think God really gave that to me. And all throughout my life, even through seminary and, like I said, through serving the church, I've had this magnetic draw towards folks with special needs. And so now, being called out of the church and into full-time disability advocacy, it's just been an amazing journey, and I feel like looking back on my life in the rear view, I can obviously see where the Lord's hands kind of led me to where I am today.
Tell us about the work you and Johnny and Friends do regarding faith and people with disabilities.
Johnny and Friends really was born out of an accident. Johnny Erickson Tata was 17 years old. And back in 1967, she and her sister went out to the beachhead of Chesapeake Bay and swam out to a dock. Johnny climbed up. She's vivacious, winsome, came from a very athletic family. It was just a picture-perfect July afternoon, and she dove in. She dove in headfirst without checking the murky water below, and she snapped her neck, floated to the top, a quadriplegic, and thankfully her sister was there to put her face up so she could breathe. And Johnny had given her life to Christ before this event, and so the whole ministry was really born, Donald, out of the question, what now, God? What in the world am I going to do now? So back in 1979, Johnny and a few friends got around her kitchen table and started officially this ministry called Johnny and Friends. Our mission statement is simply to communicate the gospel and equip Christ-honoring churches worldwide to evangelize and disciple people affected by disabilities. So throughout the course of the year, and this goes across all of the 25 Johnny and Friends offices, including obviously Knoxville, we do year-round disability trainings. We host quarterly disability workshops where churches doing disability or churches thinking about disability can come and share, be encouraged, enjoy best practices, challenge each other, and most importantly, get their network set up to reach as many people with disabilities as they can. Also, the 25 offices are connected to ministries outside the United States. The Knoxville office is connected to Guatemala. Every year we put together a mission trip called Wheels for the World, and we collect wheelchairs here all throughout Tennessee and have them shipped to Guatemala. We populate a team of occupational and physical therapists and mechanics here in the States, and then we go over every October, meet our in-country partners. And Donald, we look like a rock band on tour, but we caravan out into the countryside of Guatemala. And over the course of the week, we do three different wheelchair distributions. And we not only give away the free gift of mobility. But we also partner with local pastors in country to present the gospel. And last October 2015, we custom fit 221 wheelchairs. That's pediatric to geriatric. We saw 47 folks accept Christ as Lord and Savior. And we hosted our first ever disability conference where 72 pastors and lay leaders from local area churches came. And we just had a day of talking about why disability ministry is so important. But we also do an incredible family retreat. Ours is going to be in Dayton, Tennessee in late July. And we welcome in families with disabilities. And it's the only camp that we know of, Donald, that welcomes in the entire family. It's not just for the child or individual with a disability, but for the sibling, for the mom or the stepmom, the dad or the stepdad. However that family is fashioned, we put on camp for them so that when that week is done, they can then return to their community looking for opportunity to grow in their faith, to give away a renewed sense of peace, a renewed sense of faith, a renewed sense of family. So those are the ways that we always work day in and day out to really come alongside the church.
Share with us a little bit about what you'll be talking about at the Faith and Flourishing Conference.
Donald, I'm super excited to be asked to be leading a workshop on how to start a disability ministry in the local congregation that really goes back to why we exist, equipping the local church. The title for the workshop itself is called Start With Hello, Introducing Your Church to Special Needs Ministry. It's really going over five steps that all of us can kind of work through. And it's not rocket science. There's no magical incantation that gets it all done. We don't have a one-fits-all recipe. But what I'm going to be talking about is five things: asking, listening, planning, training, and launching disability ministry. There are only two things that people with disability want out of a church: accessibility and acceptance. And I think if the local church will open its arms and go back to its own mission statement, they will quickly see that people with disability are within that mission statement already. Johnny and Friends as an organization just launched an incredible new website called irresistiblechurch.org. I hope all your listeners will go to that website today and have a look. I'll certainly be talking more about it at the TASH conference in Nashville. But what we've done is create a web-based resource for churches all over the world, which really highlights best practices in local churches. It has wonderful, fresh, and free resources, whether that's academic or study guides or even forms that a church can download and use in their local congregation. It's really a way to network everybody, not only in the United States, but across the world, to come together and have a place where folks can learn, hey, I'm doing disability, I want to do better. I'm a congregation that's just thinking about it, and frankly, it makes me nervous. How do I start? And like I said, really going through these five steps, asking God, asking the leadership, asking families with disabilities, what do you need out of the local church? What can we be doing? And then listening to the leadership of the local church. And then planning small. What can we do as a local church? What are we set up to do? What's our unique flavor in our community? And then, of course, training. We can never get enough of training our volunteers, training the leadership of the church, but also training the congregation to be open to people with disability. And then, of course, launching and having a plan, having a sense of metrics and understanding for how we're doing. So that'll be the workshop. I hope we can get it done in an hour, but I'm very excited about it.
Why is it important for people to consider faith when dealing with disability rights and inclusion?
Donald, I believe we're not just human beings having a spiritual experience here on planet Earth. I really believe that we are spiritual beings having a human moment. And it's my theology that says that all of us are born body, mind, and spirit. And I think that dignity is for everyone. I think that rights are for everyone, particularly people with a disability. In the USA Today of Friday, July 31st of this last summer, there was a wonderful article that said, one in five of U.S. adults has a disability. One in five. And the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, came out with some really amazing data that really was in tandem with the 25th anniversary of the implementation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And the study says that that the vast majority of people, adults, just adults with disability, live in the southern states. Alabama, number one, Mississippi, and then, you guessed it, Tennessee. 31.4% of the population of Tennessee has a disability. So when we talk about legislation, when we talk about accessibility, it's very important that we look at the whole person. Again, not just body, but mind and spirit. I believe that the Holy Spirit works through not only the church, but as the Bible tells us, it blows where it wills. So I believe that anything put to paper that would advance and include people with disability has a touch of holiness to it. You know, our whole ministry really got started in looking at Scripture and Luke 14, the parable of the servant and the master and the banquet is key for us. In that parable, Christ, who plays the role of the master, puts on this incredible banquet, as you may recall. And he tells his servant, look, I want you to go and invite all these good folks. And in short order, the servant comes back and the RSVPs are in the negative column. And the servant relays all the reasons why these people can't come. And then Jesus, as the master of the banquet, says, now go out again. I want you to go into the alleyways. I want you to go to the byways and the highways. And I want you to go quickly. And I want you to compel. And then if you read the scripture, you see that Jesus actually lists out a couple of key disabilities. Compel these people with disabilities, he says. And then he says, fill my house. And at Johnny and Friends, we really see Luke 14 as the lost commission. That Jesus' full kingdom is not complete, incomplete, until people with disabilities are welcomed and included and involved and equal in the body of Christ, the local congregation.
Peter McKechnie, this has been a great preview of your upcoming presentation. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today about what you'll be doing come April.
Donald, thank you. I'm excited for what TASH is about and excited to be part of that great community.
You've been listening to TASH Amplified. For more about the series, including show notes, links to articles discussed, a complete transcript, and a schedule of episodes updated as they become available, visit tash.org/amplified. You can subscribe through iTunes or your favorite Android podcast app to have the series delivered automatically to your device so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating for us on our iTunes page. Our three-part series in anticipation of our Faith and Flourishing Conference will continue next week with Amy Fenton Lee discussing what faith leaders and families of people with disabilities should know about each other and how to repair relationships that got off to a wrong start. We will conclude in 2 weeks with Bill Gaventa talking about how congregations can support their members with disabilities beyond Sunday mornings. You can learn more about these three workshops featured in Amplified, plus the 11 additional workshops of the full Faith and Flourishing Conference, and register to attend at tash.org/Nashville. Tash thanks the following partners for their sponsorship of the Faith and Flourishing Conference: the Vanderbilt University Kennedy Center for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities, Anthem, the Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee, the Tennessee Council on Developmental Disabilities, and SERVS. TASH is a values and research-based advocacy association located in Washington, D.C., with local chapters covering 18 states. In 2015, we celebrated our 40th anniversary. We offer organization, advocacy, collaboration, scholarship, and education for people with disabilities, researchers, educators, service providers, and family members. In addition to this podcast series, we offer a scholarly quarterly, Research and Practice for Persons with Severe Disabilities, a popular magazine, Connections, a series of regional conferences, including Faith and Flourishing on April 22nd, and our annual conference. You can learn more about TASH at TASH.org. You can receive updates from TASH on this podcast and our other activities by following us on Facebook or on Twitter at TASHTweet. This has been a sample of the colleagues and conversations available through TASH. It is only because of the excellent work that our members do that we can bring you this information. For more resources such as this, and to become a member, visit tash.org/join. We'll hear from another outstanding advocate again in 2 weeks.